You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about believe you can do it. That's right. Whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, it all starts with believing. It starts from that inner working inside you that you got a hunch, you have faith, you just know within you with everything you have that whatever it is that you're striving for will happen. The name of the game is patience, right? Sometimes we have to have the patience to get through the long days, weeks, and months, and years to get to that dream that we're looking to manifest. Now, I want you to stay with us because in our next segment, we're going to be joined by Karen Trolin, who was in a traumatic plane accident and was paralyzed pretty much from the belly button down. But you know what? She is out there snorkeling. She mountain bikes. That's right. And she's paralyzed. So many things. She's a martial artist. And how does she do that? Because she believes in her ability to find a way. She just needs someone to get her up on the horse, but then she can ride it. And so we have to think about where in life are we being held back? You know, is it our own limiting beliefs? Or is it the way that we were raised? You know, what are those blocks? And let's bust through those so that you can let your belief be like that wave that gets you to the other side so that you can be happy and living full out. I also want to make sure that if you need support on this topic today, reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com because we always want to give you the resources so that you can be out there rocking it, moving, shaking. Also, listen to today's show again by going to livingfullout.com. We have so many different episodes there. Just find the one that has a theme that resonates most with what you're going through. Now, it's all about living full out today by believing that you can do it. So let's go check out and see what one of our listeners are going through today. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, oh my gosh.
Hi, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, Nancy. Well, my question is, how do I know I'm taking the right path after graduation? So I kind of feel like I'm in a bit of a fork in the road, right, of wanting to pursue something that fulfills me personally, but also making sure that I'm making enough money to live.
What is it that you want to do? What are you getting your degree in?
So I got my degree in psychology, so definitely wanting to help people and, you know, psychologists, therapists, wanting to make sure that people are okay and just be there for people in a very hard time in their lives. But it can be very taxing, both emotionally and financially.
Now, the financial point, why do you feel it's going to be hard financially? What makes you think that?
Well, it's very hard to kind of get into this field unless you're, you know, charging very, I'll say this, outrageous prices. You know, people who charge 200 plus an hour, of course, you're going to be making very good money. But for a lot of people, can't afford that.
Now, did somebody whisper those words to you, or is that what you think?
I think a little bit of both, actually.
Okay. So the reason why I ask those questions is because whether someone wants to be a psychologist, whether somebody wants to become a physical therapist, whether they want to become an architect, it's always going to be about that price that you charge. But people will pay what they feel something is worth. Now, let's just say that you are, like, they've gone to other therapists. Let's just say they're even skittish about therapy. But then they do a consultation with you by phone. They hear your voice. They hear that you're relatable, that you ask them one or two good questions that maybe no one's ever asked them before. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? What have I got to lose? Or, you know what? I like this man. Or, you know what? All of a sudden, I walked away from that, you know, 15-minute, 20-minute consultation, and I just feel lighter having had just a few minutes with him. I wonder what an hour would be like. So people are going to pay for for what they feel it's worth. And so part of that comes from your belief factor that you are worth $200,
$500,
$50. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so the other thing too is don't let anybody talk you into that it's an age thing necessarily. So in business, and when you go into any career, you are in business, it's not about serving everyone. Not everyone is going to be your client. But there's going to be a handful of people that hear you vibrantly, that hear you like the friend through the phone, the person that they can confide in. And so it isn't an age thing. It's more just a relatability. And so when you're not looking to serve everybody and you're looking to only serve the people that get you and you get them, then it kind of like kind of clears the clutter of worries. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what I would do, what I would do, if I was a budding, freshly graduated psychology major, I would do three things. I would, number one, I would consider, what do people come to you for? What do people come to you for? Are you empathetic? Are you a crack the code type of person and you always come up with good resources and solutions? Are you someone that helps them go back and make sense of their past and why things are the way they are in their present? You know, what is your superpower? What do people come to you for? Once you know that, think about the age group that comes to you most. Think about, you know, is it people who are older? Is it people that are younger? Is it a certain women or men? That might also cue you into who your ideal client will be. And then you want to start to find places where that clientele are. And it could be church. It could be social groups. It could be, community centers. It could be anything. And then you want to go where the people are and in a very soft sell way, just be you. And then they're going to hear you. Those that where your voice resonates with them, they will hear you through the thunder, the lightning, the clouds. Now, the other thing I want you to think about doing is I want you to think about shadowing or even interviewing other psychologists. Because there's no one way to get anywhere. And when you think 200 is too much, or when you think the road is hard, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But if you were to shadow or interview, you know, a handful of therapists, a handful of psychologists, you know, and kind of see, gosh, if you were to do something over again, what would that be? You know, in building your practice, did you waste money or time? And if you could go back, what would you have done differently? And kind of garnish from their mistakes or their lessons what you can do differently. Have you thought about doing those?
No, actually. Well, especially not. I've interviewed other therapists, but I've never thought to ask those questions of what would you have done differently when you were in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the other thing I want you to think about is think about all the different variations of therapy and coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's life coaching, there's business coaching, there's marital therapists, there's children therapists, there's career therapists, there's phobia therapists, right? There's addiction therapists. And also, you know, maybe there's a niche in the world for you something differently. Like, you know, when I watch some of these reality shows on TV and they're competition shows and somebody loses and they're crying and their life is over, right? I sure hope there's a therapist sitting beside them as they're being sent off in the limo, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's a place for you in TV and therapy together.
Uh-huh.
You want to just kind of think big and think unique and think about how you can carve out your own path. Maybe a therapy lane that isn't there yet. Therapy for, you know, people going through, you know, transgender people, you know, therapy for those who are struggling with their faith, therapy for those, you know, that come from divorced families. So even sometimes considering your own path will give you ideas. Whew, I could go on all day, but I am so glad you called in on this. I believe in you. You have to believe in you. Do you believe in you?
Yes, I believe in me.
Are you worth $200?
Yes, I'm worth $200.
You are worth $200, maybe even more. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
And for everybody, it is all about believing that you can do it. That is how the door opens and you're able to live full out. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
Vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories of the last century.
Come on, sweetie, let's blow out the candle.
And today, the CDC recommends vaccines to help prevent more than 15 diseases.
Happy 12th birthday.
Vaccination is important, not only for babies and young children, but throughout your entire lifetime.
Happy birthday, Mom.
To learn more about vaccines for all stages of life, talk to your healthcare provider or visit lifetimeofvaccines.com. A public service of Healthy Women and Merck.
New fuels are being sold at gasoline filling stations in certain locations. Today, you can buy gas with 15% ethanol, 30%, or even 85%. But these ethanol fuel blends are not best for your mower, chainsaw, or generator. I'm Chris Kaiser, president of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, to remind you to look before you pump. Only use gasoline that is E10 or less in your small engine equipment to keep it running strong. Get more information at lookbeforeyoupump.com.
The cornerstone of quality medical care is a close doctor-patient relationship. Hi, I'm Representative Garen Tarr from Alaska and a member of Women in Government. As a patient, you rely on your doctor to prescribe treatments based on extensive consultation after receiving an appropriate diagnosis, as well as their full understanding of your specific conditions and their expert opinion about what is best for your health. It may often take a long time to find the right treatment regimen that works for each patient, especially if they're living with a chronic or complex condition such as cancer, MS, lupus, or arthritis. Even if you're stable on your medication, increased out-of-pocket costs or coverage restrictions may cause you to change to another treatment that may not be as effective. The treatment change can also happen at the pharmacy when you receive a medicine that's different from the one you had been taking. Be sure to keep an eye on any changes to your treatment and talk to your doctor about medication options and your course of therapy. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
I was facing foreclosure. I was desperate for help.
I paid them $1,500 and never got the help they promised.
Don't let the fear of losing your home make you the victim of a loan modification scam. Remember these facts to protect yourself. It's illegal for most companies to charge fees in advance, no matter how small. No company can guarantee they can modify your loan or stop a foreclosure. And never send your mortgage payment to anyone but your lender. The easiest way to avoid a scam? Don't pay for a loan modification. Get free help from a HUD-approved counseling agency now. To learn more, report a scam, or find out if you've been a victim, call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit loanscamalert.org. That's 1-888-995-4673. And loanscamalert.org.
Know the signs. Get the facts.
It's been called the Great Pretender because more than 16 million Americans have the red-faced skin disorder called rosacea, yet most don't know it. Many think the bumps and pimples are a return of teenage acne that will eventually fade. Others think the facial redness is a sunburn that never went away. It can even affect the eyes, causing irritation that could lead to vision loss. Yes, rosacea is the great pretender because it mimics so many other disorders. And without proper therapy, rosacea usually gets worse and can seriously disrupt people's social and professional lives. But it doesn't have to. Over the years, advances in medical care have made the goal of clear skin possible. If you or a loved one has a red face or bumps and pimples that won't go away, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and treatment, or visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about believe you can do it. And that is so important, whether you're believing in dreams as a kid or whether through life, you know, as we stumble and fall and pick ourselves up, you believe that great things are still around the corner. And we try to bring inspirational guests to the show every week that really demonstrate what it means to live full out despite hardships in their life. And Karen Trollen, who we have today, really has been through it after being injured in a plane incident and yet being paralyzed from the belly button down. But yet she's out there. She is riding horses. She's scuba diving. She's martial arts. I mean, she is doing so many different things despite that disability. So I'd very much like to welcome Karen to the show.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm so excited to be on today.
Well, I am excited to have you as well. And we are like two different sisters from different mothers because I can appreciate your walk very much. And when I say your walk in life, that does, it's so interesting. I oftentimes, being legally blind, I'm like, I'll see you later, right? Even though I can't see them. And with you, I mean, even though you are in a wheelchair, you could run circles around most people with your energy level. So that is where I want to start, because you're fascinating, really. I know as a child you were on the shyer side, but then really blossomed, you know, as your family was managing horses. You had a stable growing up through your teenage years and managing real estate. And then in college you became a rush chair, and you started to get your swagger, and you started to become a really efficient type A person. What does that look like?
So it's all about time management. I've always been going, especially older, 90 miles an hour. And you're right. I hate to say it. I ran circles around most of all my friends. I'm sure I drove them nuts. But I loved working as hard so I could play as hard.
And you know what? I get that too, because, you know, we'll get to it, but you retired early from real estate in your early 40s, so kudos to you. But part of that came from working hard and really being smart with your time. And that led you actually to be a top agent in your first year in real estate. What do you think, what, you know, kind of allowed that achievement to happen?
Great question, because so many people ask. That's very, very unusual. And I really think it was a combination of being an educator, real estate, so much as education, being very positive, being very time managed, because I was working a lot of transactions at one time, and very much a problem solver. You know, there's always a way to figure it out. It may not be what you expected, but, you know, there's always a way.
And being that person that's positive and being that go-getter type A personality, did it kind of drive you a little crazy when other agents that you managed were kind of less than that, you know, going sideways, not working, not showing up?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Drove me nuts. Because, again, I taught a lot. In fact, the number one agent in our entire company had told the whole group that I was his mentor. I hired him. He was one of the few that actually listened to the things that I said on ways to go get business. Most agents would whine about not doing business and not go out and work hard. I mean, you killer work hard 24/7, right? And most people didn't want to work that hard. You know, it's like, why'd you choose real estate? And so absolutely drove me nuts.
Well, and you know, it's funny because there's this saying, like, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And in some ways, that kind of applies to even your romantic life. I know in a trip to Hawaii, you met your husband just early on in life. But is it true that you were together for a year, but only face-to-face for 21 days? Why was that?
Absolutely. I call it a storybook romance. It was one of those totally I don't believe in, love at first sight, and got engaged within 3 months, but we were probably only together 7 days by then. And we just knew, you know, even though we were young, we were both older for our age. And, you know, we're almost ready to celebrate, I hate to say, our 40th anniversary.
Wow. You know, today, Karen, we're talking about Believe You Can Do It, and I know that resonates with you in so many ways in which we'll get to, but for so many in our audience who haven't found love yet and are still looking, for those who feel like, okay, well, gosh, I'm so good that Karen figured it out early in life and has successes, but I mean, I've been trying and it's not working. What advice do you have for them? Because I would imagine part of your ability to thrive has been instincts matched with drive. Is that right?
Absolutely. And again, I go back to attitude. I coached soccer before my accident, and I coached soccer from my wheelchair on the sidelines after. And, you know, even the players changed their attitude seeing me out there. And I've always believed, but really now believe, you know, you got to try. If you really can't do it, you can't do it. But I bet you could do even a part of it. I am the tech team leader, which means rope rescue for my search and rescue group. And I was teaching and had to tie this Swiss seat. It's a harness around your waist. And I really didn't even think I could do it. And oh my God, I could do it. So if you don't try, you really don't know if you can or can't do something.
Well, and again, it's, so many people sometimes put off having kids just because, you know, the career, they took so long to get their degree and you know, putting in the time and going through, you know, the different loops and hoops they have to. But, you know, you did have three kids. You were opening real estate offices pretty much with every child. And just as we kind of round out this first part of our interview, how did, you know, because people are going to wonder, well, how did you manage that stress? Like, how can you birth a child and birth a bit, an office at the same time?
So, again, back to the time management, one of my themes, I guess. But, you know, I absolutely love my kids. I was the top agent when I had my first. And, you know, you just figure out ways to work. And so as I was showing property, I'd ask my clients and I would bring my little one. And with each one, you know, my kids were really involved with my work life. I was able to do that. And I also had good nannies. You know, I did well. And so I could have nannies that didn't live with us, so they were only there during the workday. And my husband was great support.
You know, I'm glad that you actually touched on that, because we actually can think about people and time and money and kind of leverage that to be able to do it all, because, you know, you're pretty close to a superhero that I've met in more ways than one. But I love that you brought that up. So, Karen, stay with us. We're going to be talking more about your story as we come back. And for everybody today, it's about believing you can do it. Consider turning up that drive in your body. Consider having that vision of what you want in your life go from black and white to color. Dream big, everyone. That's what it means to live full out. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll come right back after this break. It's all about believing you can do it.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
I was feeling so alone.
I was going through a really difficult time.
I was embarrassed and a little scared.
I didn't want to bother anyone.
I didn't think they'd understand.
I thought it would just make things worse.
It was tough at first, but I did it.
It ended up taking a huge weight off my shoulders.
I feel a lot better.
I'm glad I asked for help.
I asked for help.
I asked for help.
I asked my teacher.
I asked my aunt.
I asked my dad.
I asked my mom.
I asked the Trevor Project.
Now, I feel like I can get through this.
I know that I'm brave.
You can do this.
You can do this.
You can do this.
Ask for help.
Ask for help.
Ask for help.
Ask for help.
Whatever it is, ask for help.
If you're thinking about suicide or need support, call the Trevor Lifeline at 1-866-488-7386. Trained counselors are there to help 24/7. Ask for help.
More than 1 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Nice turn, Jill. Toby, isn't your sister doing a nice job as a new driver?
Sure. Hey, by the way, Dad, have you ever smoked marijuana? It's getting legalized everywhere, so it's okay to do now, right?
OMG, Toby, are you serious?
It's not legal everywhere, and it's not legal for kids at all.
This conversation can happen anywhere, and your kids need to know the facts. 76% of teens agree that with legalization, teenagers may be more likely to experiment with marijuana.
Legal or not, marijuana is harmful to teens' developing brains and can cause permanent damage. It could also cause heart and respiratory problems.
I heard it could lead to using other drugs.
61% of teens agree that teenagers who use marijuana are more likely to try heroin.
But marijuana has been around forever.
Sure, but the type that's out there now is stronger than when I was younger, so it's really important for you two to be careful.
I never thought about that.
Well, now's the time to start thinking about it.
Now's the time to talk to your kids about substance use. Learn more at rosecrans.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about believe you can do it. It has to start with you. But then the beauty is it really does resonate into aspects of your life that you're striving to, you know, achieve accomplishments or have dreams come true. And I'd like to welcome back our guest today, Karen Trollen. We're jumping further into her interview here. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
Now, Karen, we talked a lot in the first part of our interview today about the go-getter in you. And even after you retired from real estate, you know, your husband and you went back to school, you became EMTs, you did ski patrol, you were just so much very giving and volunteering and trying to have that new chapter of your life have meaning and, again, to serve others. And one of the things that you also had as a dream was to fly. And in your late 40s, you got your license. But there was a day, a Labor Day weekend, when tragedy struck. What happened on that flight?
So we spent a wonderful weekend in Lake Tahoe, and it was time to go back home. And as a pilot, you know, you go back when you can, when the weather's right. everything. So you do a lot of research as a pilot and made the decision this was a good time to go, and it was all go. And so we took off, and once you get out of the airport area, you don't really know the air until you get high. There's no reporting in between. And I was going towards the lake, and waves, air waves are like ocean waves, and it was coming right over the mountain, and I got caught in one of those waves that slammed my, basically slammed my plane down. I guess the good news, they said I saved us. Everybody else did really well. I had the engine come into me because I was flying the plane, and my medical term is I was smushed. I broke so many bones. I was a mess. They honestly called my kids and told them I might not make it.
Well, and I know on that flight, your husband, your daughter, her friend, you, and it's good that the rest of them walked away for the most part. And I know that that was your first concern. Instantly, you went into, you know, the medical side of it. Is everybody okay? You put yourself almost last. But when the dust settled and you learned about your your injuries and you found out, you know, that you were going to have to go into a wheelchair, you weren't going to be able to walk, did you go through depression? Did you think, you know, well, there goes my dreams of ski patrol. You know, I'm so glad I did what I could while I could, you know, or because you've been such a positive person, but that is a humongous setback for a type A person like you.
So, yes, I was concerned. What am I going to do? But again, remember, I'm a problem solver. So I didn't, you know, really get uptight about it till I got out. And as I got out of the hospital, I found more and more stuff through PT. And there was just a lot. I joke, I must have been bored. So there was so many things I got to learn and focus on adaptively, and every day was a new day. Yes, absolutely, I had bad days, and my bad days were more like falling out of my chair, and I hate to say it this way, but having accidents. So things like that, yes, you're depressed. But for me, again, I have a very strong faith, and between that and just being a positive person, those downtimes were maybe an hour, maybe two max, and then I'm on with life.
Now, is it hard being you, because you are a go-getter and you are a nurturer? I imagine from time to time you had to ask for help, or I imagine from time to time you might have felt like a burden, like, oh, I could do this myself. I wish I could do this myself. Why can't I do this myself? Did you go through those moments of torment?
I absolutely still do. Being a giver and even a caregiver, and as you can imagine, I'm so independent that, yes, it's really, really hard for me to ask for help. But guess what? I have to. You know, I'm on the floor for some reason right now, the way my wheelchair is, I can't get back in. So I'll be there all day waiting for help if I don't ask for it.
Well, and you know, you have made things work. For example, you drive, and you have your wheelchair, you wheel yourself up to the car. How do you get from the wheelchair to the car? What do you do with the wheelchair?
So I drive, in fact, it's usually, in fact, when I first got out, I had a car that was really even length to just transfer in and out. But now I have a Subaru, which I actually like better. And as I transfer in, I use the wheel, and I pull up, get myself in the driver's seat, and then I break down my chair. And the way my chair is, I just take off each wheel, and then I fold down the back so it doesn't break down terribly a lot. And then, believe it or not, I kind of lean my chair back and pass the frame of the chair over me and put that in the passenger seat. But the great news, when I do that, I can drive wherever. I don't have to worry about begging somebody to help me get out. And then I just do the reverse, put the chair back together and go on my way.
See, I love that. And I wanted you to explain that so that it gives, you know, encouragement to those who maybe are not driving or, you know, in the future here get in an accident and find themselves in a wheelchair, they can still drive. And how do you do scuba diving? How do you do martial arts? How do you do some of these things? Is it always with the help of like your husband and a friend, or do you hire an instructor to help you? What does that look like?
So it just kind of depends what I'm doing. There's a lot of amazing groups that help you do things. And so trusting them is amazing. And they'll, you know, like I went whitewater rafting and somebody carried me down to the water, you know, and that's awesome. They put me in the raft and we go. Or like kayaking, I just need to get into the kayak and then I just, you know, paddle. So, you know, just get me there and then most of the stuff that I can do it. And that just makes such a big difference, having that freedom. It's like horseback riding, getting me on the horse. Usually my husband picks me up and puts me on. And then I go ride and it's, you know, such freedom. It's like driving, you know, with hand controls. I always joked I had a lead foot, now I have a lead hand.
Oh, so, you know, that is funny.
There's a lot of adaptive things now that somebody's figured out, which is so amazing.
Well, and we are talking today about believing you can do it. And you just spoke perfectly about how you do all these different activities. Do you ever think that you will walk again? And do you think that there could be a cure? And how do you even keep your body and mind and everything ready for that day if it should come?
So really important questions. First of all, I became friends with my doctor in the hospital, and I got so mad at him for telling me I'm never going to walk again. And, you know, maybe that's true, but my thought is he's not God. He doesn't know. He doesn't know me. You know, they don't really know brain and spine super well. It keeps changing. I was started in an advanced anatomy and physiology course in college, and they said nerves didn't regenerate, and now they're finding they do. So, you know, it keeps progressing. So I feel really strongly. I walk in parallel bars, but I can't stand up and walk. And it's really, really important for me to keep my body healthy because science keeps progressing. And even if I don't ever get it back, maybe something's going to come up. If not, even if I never walk again, I want to stay healthy just to keep my body from getting osteoporosis or getting some of these side effects that really could hold me back. If I stay healthy, just like able-bodied, the more healthy you are, the more in shape you are, the better you are physically and healthy. And I feel the very same way as being adaptive.
Well, and again, you have really dedicated your life to serve. And that whether that's ski patrol, whether that's, you know, educating others, being on this show today. And what is it about, you know, believing you can do it? Why is that so important now? Because I'm not saying that you're a better version of the, you know, real estate mogul you were back in the day. But, I mean, you are two different yous. Or are you the same person and this accident changed nothing?
So really interesting question. I am leadership for the California Association of Realtors, and I am actually now in the core group. But I was asked to do an inspirational speech. And so one of the cool things for me, I love helping others. And I help as many disabled as I help able-bodied, because so many people tell me, you know, if I can get myself to work, if I can get myself out water skiing, they have no excuse because they don't have to go through what we have to do to get wherever we're going. And I've kind of always been that way, positive, motivational. You know, as a manager, I do motivational speeches. But I think the biggest difference today is I can really talk from the heart instead of using other people's examples of why, you know, they can do it and why, you know, yeah, I'm able-bodied and I'm a high-ranking martial artist and, you know, how I got there able-bodied. But, you know, I'm doing that now in the chair, and that means so much more because like you said, so many people only do one sport. Now I'm doing, you know, so many different things and always have, but so much is adaptive. So anybody can do it if they want it.
Well, Karen, I am so proud of you, and I have a hunch that more and more firsts are ahead of you. You're just that type of a person, and I just thank you so much for sharing your story today and being that voice of inspiration, and we'll be wishing you all the best, for sure.
Thank you so much, and again, thank you so much for including me today.
Absolutely. Big fans over here at Living Full Out for you, Karen, so thank you. And for everybody listening, it is all about believing that you can do it. That is a large part of what it means to live full out. So get out there, have fun, live full out. We'll be back.
I'm Alejandro Escovedo. Music has always been my life, but that was almost taken away from me by hepatitis C. Thankfully, I received treatment and stopped cancer before it started. Yes, cancer. Most people don't know there's a link between certain viruses and cancer. I didn't know, but I do now, and so should you. That's why I've partnered with the Prevent Cancer Foundation. The three most common viruses linked to cancer are human papillomavirus, or HPV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Every year, more than 27,000 men and women are diagnosed with a cancer caused by HPV, and up to 65% of all liver cancers are caused by Hep B or C. These cancers are preventable. Getting screened, vaccinated, and treated isn't scary, but cancer is. For more information, visit thinkaboutthelink.org. Together, we can stop cancer before it starts.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting, a why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Hello, I'm Ed Begley Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more, to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Hello. I'm Marissa Jarrett Winoker. Performing on stage takes mental and physical preparation. But one thing I never thought to prepare for was cervical cancer. 91% of cervical cancers are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV. One in every four Americans is infected with HPV. For many people, the virus hides inside them and they never develop symptoms. But for others, HPV links directly to cancer. My cancer almost ended my career. It almost ended me. The good news is there are vaccines that can protect you or your children from cancer. The HPV vaccine is recommended for children 11 to 12 years old, and a catch-up vaccine may be an option for teens and young adults. Talk to your doctor. You don't want HPV hiding inside of you. Go to thinkaboutthelink.org to learn more. Together, we can stop cancer before it starts.
To believe that you can do it means that you have to be willing to take that step. You might not always see the road in front of you. There might be calculated risks that you have to consider. But if you believe, when you take that step, you'll be confident. You'll know, okay, if something happens and it goes sideways on me, I can do this. I believe in myself. The words you say have power. They resonate through your body as you live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfulloutcom. Once again, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we are talking about Believe You Can Do It. And honestly, I love this topic because it is so important that we have that belief factor inside of us that we can like turn up. I don't know if any of you have ever had, you know, maybe a presentation you had to do, a date you were getting ready for, a big life event that was coming up and got those sweaty palms and those butterflies, and maybe you were sleepless nights right before it all happened, and then it happened and it worked out great. Or maybe it worked out differently, but gosh, it was over and you felt proud of yourself and whew, just kind of all the calmness occurred. Think of all that energy, all that buildup, all that woulda, coulda, shoulda, what if, right? That energy is toxic. It's a waste. You want to try to calm your nerves. You want to try to say, you know what? I believe I can do it. I trust this process. You know what? However it turns out, it's going to be okay. And that's why I mentioned those words that you say to yourself are so critical. It really starts with that. And that is how belief kind of like a domino kind of starts to one tap the next and they all kind of fall down. Then you also want to consider time, money, and people and how you can best leverage that. Our guest today explained it beautifully in her own life, but let's talk about that, right? So in what you're trying to pursue in life, whether it's buying real estate, having a certain career, starting a family, whatever that looks like, you want to think about, well, what money is going to be needed for that? Now, maybe all that money can be achieved in one job. Maybe it's multiple jobs. But it's easier to work multiple jobs when you know why you're doing that. What is all that time and effort for? What are you going to do with that paycheck, that money? Also, you want to leverage how you can get money. Maybe you can do a GoFundMe page. Maybe there's grants that you can get. If when we look at the different resources and options that are out there, again, that belief meter goes up when you know what's possible. What are those resources? Then let's look at people, right? Now, when we talk about leveraging people, it's not using people. It's not abusing people, so be careful of that. It's looking at those in your life, that sphere of influence that you have. You know, rather than hitting your head against a wall if you're having a tech challenge, maybe there's someone in your life that can help and alleviate some of that stress, some of that anxiety. You know, maybe there's someone in your life that has a good legal sense or is a efficient writer. You know, turning to them to help you up your game or even solve a problem. That's what we're all in this for. Nobody gets to that top of the mountain and says, yes, I did it. No, you want people at that top of the mountain with you. Then you want to also consider time. Now, when we say, I believe I can do it, we have to be realistic with time. Now, sometimes it's an instant something. Maybe it's love at first sight. Maybe it's luck, lady luck, man luck, right? But maybe sometimes when things take a while to achieve, it's part of that growing, part of that developing, part of those life lessons that you gain. I mean, hooray to all those people that right out of the gate as kids, they become stars. As, you know, as a teenager or a young adult, they get a high-paying job. Well, good for all those people. However, most people I know, it takes 20 no's before they get a yes. It takes years of grunt work and trying new things and testing things out before they get to where they're like, ah, this is my lane, this is who I am, this is what I want. It just takes years to discover that. So when you're considering believing that something in your life can happen, you want to consider, you know, money, time, people. What about all that needs to be in place in order for that to happen? Also, consider whether it is faith, whether it is those words that you say to yourself, whether it is, you know, basking and relishing in the lessons we learn. When we're able to come from a place of being humble, you know, that is a really important vibe to have. I know for myself, whenever I force something, it's forced. It feels desperate. It feels like a rushed decision. And I want you today to come away from this show thinking about what you believe you can do, thinking about kind of slowing down the car, thinking about the timing of that, what is possible, what is reasonable, what people may need to be in place to help that dream come true, what money might you need to make in order to achieve that. When you have all that in place and your confidence and your faith and everything is in stride together, guess what? You're living full out. So our entire Living Full Out family will be right beside you every step of the way. We've got John and Michael and Benita and Caleb and so many people that will be right there cheering you on every week, every show. If you have an inspirational story that you'd like to share with our community, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Let us know what you've gone through, what you learned, and most of all, give us your contact information because we will definitely consider having you on as an inspirational guest. Always know I believe in you, right there beside you, every step of the way. Here's to you, living full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Here's to you, Living Full Out.